They limit us, they hold us back. These are the beliefs like what I told you, I'm not good enough. I am not as good as that person. I am not good, as good a coach as he or she is. I don't make as much money as that person makes. These are our limiting beliefs. I will not be able to do that. I cannot do this marketing. I cannot do this kind of team coaching, for example, in the coach's context, right? These are our beliefs. Once we just take care of these beliefs, eradicate them, work on them, recognize them, and then, you know, take care of them, replace them with the serving beliefs, then we know that life is different for us.
Welcome, everyone. Great to see you. I'm Magda, for those of you who are new to us, although I think everyone by now knows me and my animal stories. But I am here today just to say hello and to welcome you to our third Wednesday of the month coaching colloquium, where we tackle all fun different kinds of more foundational type things in coaching and the coaching world. And today's session is going to be led by Preeti, who's on the screen now, and she's going to take us through creating a vision board. And I will vanish, but I will leave you in the wonderful hands of Preeti on the screen and Neha supporting in chat. So if you have any questions as we go, any comments, just please select everybody. I think it's called everyone. Yes, select everyone in the chat so that everyone can see your comments. And if you have specific requests, just address Neha or click on host and panelists, and Neha will take care of you. And Preeti, welcome. Why don't you start by introducing yourself, but also say a few words, because I'm getting already comments that it's a bit quiet when you speak.
Okay. So can you hear me all right? No?
I think it's okay.
Yeah. So
Neha, do you want to give us a verbal yes?
Yeah, if people can tell me, otherwise I will take.
It's fine. It's what it works. Thank you.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. So,
I am Preeti Khare, and today we are going to be actually creating a vision board. And what I do is I am a transformational and a relationship coach and ICF, ACC, and have been practicing coaching for some while. My passion is actually to help people struggling, you know, especially in their relationships and also in the transformation. So actually I'm empaneled with a couple of universities here in India where I am on the university's board, and I actually coach students, the final year MBA students and, you know, engineering students and a couple of you know, different streams, but typically actually coaching the students and the faculty. I also do coaching, transformational and relationship both in the corporates and, you know, on a one-on-one basis, and also, you know, corporates, with the corporates, with the leaders, with the organizations. So that's what I do. And I just absolutely love this space. So today what we are going to be doing is really creating a vision board for ourselves. So am I audible to everybody?
Yep, you sound great.
Absolutely. Also, I wanted to mention that I do a lot of workshops and webinars. I'm also on the state president here in MP State of Vicky Coaching Council. And through that medium and that platform, I actually do a lot of workshops and webinars like the one that I'm doing right now with you all. So let's begin. So I will begin with sharing my screen. And if you have any questions, you may just put them in the chat, and then we'll take it from there. All right. All right, so let's see, what are the session outcomes and why do we do a vision board? First of all, why do we need vision board at all? you know, and what is the significance and why do we want to create one for ourselves? So the session outcomes would be that we would actually create a vision board for ourselves. And it could be a year that you could take into consideration. It could be a 3 year, a 5 year, whatever duration works for you. You know, typically the duration that works for me, I actually do it for 3 months and then again for 6 months and then for a year. And then it keeps on changing until unless I have a, you know, little far-fetched goal where I see, okay, it might take me an year or so, but usually my vision boards, they keep changing after every 3 months once I've check mark that, okay, I've achieved this. I am a huge, huge believer in the law of attraction, and I will also tell you why in this. So the other session outcomes are that you can create your future to author your own life book, which means you can actually plan and create your future. We will go ahead by creating SMART goals in the different areas of your life. Then we will also talk about your limiting beliefs that are holding you back and why certain beliefs of ours cannot actually take us far in the game. Right? Then also discover your highest self to realize and align with the purpose and true sense of being. What do I mean by that? Each one of us now, we are all coaches and we do understand that we are in this space because we felt that our true calling is into this, you know, really making the impact on the society, really, you know, finding the true meaning of our lives, really finding that passion and purpose. Right? So that's why we also need some passion, some purpose, some meaning in our lives to actually feel fulfilled in our lives. And this is one of the very key components why creating a vision board, because when you are creating one, we need to understand that why, what is the bigger purpose of what we want to achieve? Why do we want it? Right. So,
Preeti, I apologize for interrupting, but I think you're hitting your microphone when you're using your hands.
Okay.
So there's a bit of noise. Just be mindful in case you know,
all right.
A bit of it loud.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Magda. Is it all
Thank
right
you.
Now?
Keep talking.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think
so,
it's fine.
Yeah. So, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the law of attraction, because our vision board, the creation of the vision board is going to actually emerge from some theory that we know. And I'm sure many of us have seen the movie Secret. We know what Rhonda Byrne actually talked about it. And for those who do not know about the law of attraction, I'm going to give a little glimpse about what it really means. So the law of attraction, we all know that it states that anything or any thoughts that we have, and when we attach, when they are so strong with us, we keep thinking about them time and again, then what happens is that our emotions get attached to their thoughts, because repetitive thoughts, they take us to certain emotions, and those emotions then actually govern our actions. So what happens, for an example, that if we are thinking quite negative, right? If we are thinking negative thoughts, I am not good, I am not intelligent enough, I am not beautiful enough, I am not slim enough, I am not intelligent enough, and all of those thoughts, when they keep repeating, we actually attach a little bit of our emotions into it, and then we keep magnify the amplitude of that thought. Right? We magnify. So what law of attraction of this universe states that anything that you focus on expands. Anything that you focus on expands. So it holds true whether it is for the negative thoughts, it holds equally true for the positive thoughts as well. So what you really want in life, what you really desire in life is what you want to focus your thoughts on. Right? So because it really manifests that fast, and I'm going to talk about that law of attraction a little more, but what in principle, it means that what you focus on, it expands. The more you think about something, it manifests in your life, right? Now, So you need to be very, very clear, because we know that whatever we focus kind of amplifies. We need to be very, very watchful of what our thoughts are. What are they thinking, really? And whenever we have those negative thoughts, which are like, you know, which include self-limiting beliefs, which are, you know, about people not good around us, world not good around us, everybody after us, all of those, we need to be watchful what we are thinking. Because we, again, when we focus on those thoughts attach, get attached to our emotions, and it amplifies. And it goes out to the universe, and universe reflects it back to us. Whatever we desire and the whatever we express or bring it in our thought, it goes to the universe and it comes back to us in the form of reflection from the universe. Now, so what do we do to kindly see that our thoughts are the right thoughts that we want? So we all have desires, different kinds of desires, right? Some people think that, okay, my career is something very important to us. I want to become this, this, this. Some people say, oh, I want this kind of a house in San Francisco. I want to go on a holiday, you know, to Hawaii and things of that nature. But when we think about it and we think and leave that, we continuously need to think about those desires and wants that we have in life. It could be anything. It could be, you know, reaching this state of self-actualization, right? Getting that sense of purpose, meaning, creating that impact. For us coaches, it is one of the big desires that we have. You know, each interaction that we have with our coachee should be so impactful that we see that shift, right? That could be one of our desires, our thoughts that we... So once we put the right kind of intention to it, the thoughts, they magnify and they reach to the universe, and universe gives it back in the form of reflection. Now, our affirmations, there is one word that you see here. What is affirmation? Now, it again comes from the law of attraction. What we talk about as our thoughts, and they need to be very, very positive. They have to be positive and they have to be in the present continuous. So any positive thought which is stated in the present continuous tense is an affirmation that you would want to make. So for example, if tomorrow I desire to be, say, losing 10 kgs of weight, I shouldn't be saying I want to reduce, right? What I want to say really is that I am already, so reduce that number and say 50 kgs. I am already looking beautiful. I'm already wearing this dress, which is, you know, whatever size it is. So when we actually see ourselves in that shape, when we actually see ourselves doing that thing that we desire, is when it becomes an affirmation. So for example, for some people, it could be, you know, I am confident, but this, I'm confident, I'm magnificent, I'm whole. These are all positive affirmations that one needs to actually practice saying every day again and again. We all must have heard about the mirror work, right? I'm sure, how many of you have heard about the mirror work? Just put it on the chat if you could. Yeah, Louis Hay, absolutely. Yeah, so what she says, and I'm sure everybody knows it, but for those who don't know, it's like when you go in front of the mirror and then you talk about the positive things, right? From, you know, I am so beautiful. I am so positive. I am so confident. Things of that nature, which actually seems sometimes very difficult and also weird. You know, when you're in the early in the morning, when you get up and you go in front of the mirror and you talk about things like that, that, you know, I am beautiful. So that is a simple way of falling in love with yourself, trying to affirm that you are confident, you are beautiful. So all of us know that, you know, to extend ourselves, to love other people and people around us, it is very important for us to love ourselves first. If we do not love ourselves, we will not be able to extend our love, our compassion, our empathy to others. So we need to be compassionate and kind to us first. So we need to get into this practice of really the mirror work, which really helps a lot. It has helped me over the years. Like anything, early in the morning, I get up and do it every single day. Coming back to the affirmations, these are, again, as I said, that these are positive sentences always, and they do not have a no or a not or a want or a desire in that. You already see yourself that you are there doing. So you're living it. You're seeing that you are living it. Now I'm going to come to the next thing, which is, visualization. Okay, so now coming to first explaining to you about the vibration, what happens? Whatever your current thoughts are, they help us operate on a certain frequency. So for example, if we have negative thoughts, time and again, we think about, oh, my life sucks. Oh, my life is so bad. I mean, I am troubled from here, financially not sound, this, that, all that energy, which is negative, it kind of puts us in a very low vibration frequency. Right? And we need to, with our positive thoughts, increase those vibrations. And that vibrations, actually, once they increase, the increased vibrations match, once your thoughts go to the universe, they match the right vibrations and frequency to get you all those positive things. While vis-a-vis, when you actually have that negative energy and the negative thoughts, what happens is that the vibrations and the frequency is very, very low. And low frequency does not match the frequency of the universe. And it always listens what you actually talk about, which is like if I say, I want a car, I want a BMW, I want a mansion in San Francisco. Then what happens? You say, I want, I want, I want. And the universe listens to that want. And all that you get is just want. So you keep wanting the rest of the life. Right. So now in order to actually make it true and manifest in your life, it is that you see yourself in that space that you have already achieved it. So I have to give you an example here. You know, when I first started actually talking to people and doing my webinars, which was last year, sometime in February 2020. And, you know, I thought to myself, I was continuously thinking, oh, I'm already a coach now. I'm already a coach now. And I had done a couple of, you know, different certifications. I was feeling very confident. All I wanted to do is to talk to people, do a webinar, do physics. I had done a lot of physical trainings, but I really wanted to do something related to coaching and wanted to speak to a larger crowd. So all that I used to visualize was that I am speaking in front of, you know, hundreds of people sitting in front of me, clapping and really applauding to what I'm saying and all of that. And I gave a specific date to it. So I told myself that, okay, by 26th of March, 2020, I would be speaking to at least 500 people in one go. And I kept affirming it without fail, morning, evening, you know, kept telling myself this is happening. And I saw it every single day. Now, what I'm telling you is very, very interesting. And I have tremendous belief in the affirmations and law of attraction and this universe's law where affirmations really can be manifested if we follow the right technique, right? So we need, what happened was interesting. I had started coaching in the month of January, and I thought to myself that March I'm going to be conducting these webinars no matter what, you know. 23rd of February, I was actually addressing 363 people, addressing 19 colleges in one row. What did I ask for? I asked for that I'm going to be doing a webinar in the month of March. When did it manifest? It manifests in the month of February for me. Now, I'm not saying that people need to, you know, whatever I'm saying is 100%, you know, to be believed. All those people who can believe and want to believe and want to try it out for yourself. If you have the power to change your thoughts, if you have the power to be with those thoughts and affirm every single day, visualize, affirm, and then do it every day, you can see the magic in your own life. It can be relationship, it can be you know, what you want, it could be your career, it could be money, it could be anything. I can tell you many such stories, and that's why now I do this vision board workshop very often, because I really want to pass on this message that way it has helped me in my life. I really want it to reach to many, many people so that, you know, it reaches your life. All right. So here we come to the vibration and frequency that I talked to you about. Then what is visualization? People say that, you know, impact of a picture is worth 1,000 words. Now, this was said by Fred R. Bernard, who was an advertising guy. And he said, one picture you have and you write the content, like huge content, but one visual makes such a great impact that it would actually make as much of an impact as, you know, 1,000 words. So that is why the visuals work better than what we have heard or what we have seen, what we have really read someplace or seen. But when we visualize, really, you know, closing our eyes, and all those people, I'm sure most of us must be practicing meditation every single day. We know what it is to go deep within. We know how powerful it gets that, you know, you can feel that whatever you want to see, whichever where you, your thoughts you want to let them go, it does happen that way. If you want to control them, they're controlled. After a certain period of time, when you begin to practice it every day, you can definitely benefit out of this meditation, right? So visualization, coming back to that, what happened was there was a study, you know, at MIT, and they tried this. The visualization thing, they had three groups, you know, group A, B, and C. What they asked them to do was that, you know, there was a muscle building exercise that this finger, they tried it with a finger. They asked group A to actually move the fingers up and down to muscle build. We know that by training anything, we build our muscles. Then group B was kind of a control. It was asked not to do anything. Group C was actually just told to visualize deep visualization and really imagine themselves really taking their finger up and down. Now, what was the result? The result was phenomenal. People who actually did it, 30% of them built their muscles. Group B, of course, there was nothing, no change. But group C, 22% of people who just simply put their intention and only thought about it and visualized it every day, 22% muscle growth was seen. Now, you can imagine that by people who were actually doing it and people who were visualizing, the difference is only 8%. That is the power of visualization. That is what we do by training our mind, our neurons, our neuron pathways in a certain manner that they can only think in the way, you know, you want it to think. So what happens is the more we think about a certain thing, we act as a bigger magnet in the universe, and all the data concerning this bigger magnet, whatever is your goal, whatever is your desire, if you affirm, the smaller data is going to come attracted to this bigger magnet. You will find opportunities, data in the day after day about, you know, something that you want. So you will be able to actually find out those opportunities, that data, you will be able to identify that. So that is the power of visualization. And that's why, you know, it is encouraged highly, even today's time, that the athletes, they are asked to actually emphasize their success on the pitch or the field to actually make it a reality. So you need to imagine your success to actually reach there. Now, what is actually happening there? It is the NLP, according to neuro-linguistic programming, what happens is that by visualization, what are we doing? We are rehearsing in our brain what we want to happen. The firing and the wiring of the neurons, as I told you, it helps to create a vivid impression of what you desire, and then the actions are taken in that direction. So I can tell you one thing from example, right? I gave myself a certain goal. For example, currently I am, okay, I have to say lose so much of, as I gave you the example, so much of weight, for example. And then what I do is, if I think it every day, I'm visualizing myself in a certain dress, in a, you know, lost weight, looking beautiful, looking slimmer. What happens is that when we have these thoughts, when we set the intention in the morning, early morning, in the day, we actually act towards it. So my feet automatically something which is not me at all. Gym and treadmill is not me, but my feet actually automatically go to the gym and the treadmill in our house, and I actually walk 15 to 20 minutes fast, running, walking. It just happens. And before that, when I was not affirming regarding this particular area, it just did not, I was just walking 1 hour, but that's it, right? But when I started putting that intention and wanted a certain thing in a certain way, you know, it automatically happens. And you will begin to realize that, oh, I've started to do something very, very different. Now, why are vision boards important then? It is because what we see gets that impression in our brains, and then the visual works better. Time and again, seeing it multiple times in the day helps you create that impression via your neurons in a certain way, so that you take the relevant actions to fetch you the results. It's a simple cycle. We all know our thoughts lead to our emotions, and once the emotions are, you know, tied to our thoughts, we take certain actions that warrant certain results. Right? All right. Now, when we are creating the vision board, what is the vision board? I'm sure most of you know that whatever you desire, whatever you want in your life, you can put it in on a one piece of cardboard or a one piece of paper or something. A collage can be made beautifully. So all those things that you desire in your life, in different areas of your life, you will put all those together. And then every day, whether it is a desktop cover or whether it is, you know, somewhere in the room or your almirah in your closet, wherever, as many places as you can, basically. And you get to see that. It reminds you of your goals time and again, and you keep working towards them. That's the whole idea about the vision board. Now, it reminds you of your deepest wishes and priorities on a daily basis. And as a result, you will be more attuned to recognize your opportunity and inspiration that presents itself, right? Now, let's quickly actually do a little exercise. This is the tree of your life. Now, when you look at this tree, what actually occurs to you? What occurs to you when you look at this tree? So I would invite everybody, if you have a pen and paper, as I wrote it in the during the webinar thing, if you have an A4 size pen and paper, if not, any notebook would do, but if you could use this time to actually identify these areas, it would be good for you to create your own vision board later. So coming back to it, what occurs to you when you look at these branches, and what do these branches represent? You can think about different areas that are important to you in your life. And for each person, it could be different. So you can put different names of these branches in your own tree, or just put number one, number two, and whatever number of branches you want to name. What do the roots represent here? All right. So if we were to look at this, you can see that there could be health, fitness, relationship, love, career, spiritual, life vision, learning, growth, fun, financial, all of these. This is my tree. Yours could be different. Your could be some of these areas would be same. Of course, it is for all of us. Now, what are the roots? Roots, as you said, it could be your values. Those are your values. And how do we nourish this root? How well is your tree nourished? The sun, water, soil, minerals, manure, how do you give it? By your beliefs, by your values, by your serving beliefs, right? Now, some of them are serving beliefs when we actually, you know, the root and the tree is well nourished, but some of them, whether you water or you don't water, something that comes out naturally and is bound to happen is what comes out on its own. When you don't even plant the seed, what happens? There's some of them that come out by themselves, which are called weeds. We all know that. And these are our limiting beliefs. They come in our lives and we actually embrace them, sometimes unknowingly, sometimes knowingly, but they're certainly not the ones which are wanted in our life. These are not the beliefs that serve us. They limit us, they hold us back. These are the beliefs like what I told you, I'm not good enough. I am not as good as that person. I am not good, as good a coach as he or she is. I don't make as much money as that person makes. These are our limiting beliefs. I will not be able to do that. I cannot do this marketing. I cannot do this team coaching, for example, in the coach's context, right? These are our beliefs. Once we just take care of these beliefs, eradicate them, work on them, recognize them, and then, you know, take care of them, replace them with the serving beliefs, then we know that life is different for us. All right, and what could be the beliefs about yourself then? Now, in the areas that you have put, whatever number you have given in the different areas, and you have put, this is the current reality, and now you want to see that what would make that score of 10? What do I mean by that? On the scale of 1 to 10, if my relationship today with my family member or, you know, my peers or my employer is, say, at 5, what should I do really to make it to 10 or a 9? You know, what should I do? What are the efforts required at my end? What would the score of 10 look like? So once you reach that position, how does life look like? How beautiful does it look like? What kind of satisfaction will you get? How do you feel in general? What is the happiness level, right? What is the level of satisfaction? What is the sense of meaning and purpose that you derive from your life, right? What would give me the innate satisfaction? And if we know that this 10 gives us the innate satisfaction, then what is stopping us? What is stopping us to get there? What am I feeling with that sense of limitation, whether it is work or a relationship, right? And then we need to think about, what do I believe about myself that is preventing me from believing that it is not possible for me? Right? Today we have certain dreams, certain goals, right? So, okay, I need to serve maybe so many clients in this month, right? Say 10 clients, 10 new clients. But our head says something else. No, it's not possible. I won't be able to get as many clients. I will not be able to do justice. I will not be able to serve. These are the voices in our head, the mental chatter that we have in our head, which stops us from actually taking the actions towards the goal. Right? So what stops us, and why should it anything stop us? And if these are the beliefs that I am not good enough, I will not be able to do that, what do we need to do? We need to check these thoughts and really replace them with serving beliefs. The beliefs that really serve us, that tell us, no, that's possible. There is absolutely nothing which is not possible for you. You know, right kind of efforts and intention is required and you would reach your goal, right? All right. Now, when you are doing this exercise, not just that what beliefs do I have about myself is important. We need to ask ourselves two other major important questions, which is, what do I believe about others? Right? Sometimes we feel, oh, that person, you know, comes in my way. This woman comes in my way. That employee comes in my way and takes my share of credit. We blame others. We hold people, other people responsible for what we are not able to achieve. Right? So what belief do we hold about others? What belief that we hold about the world in general? What happens is when we are at our low, when we are at our bottom low, what happens is the world around us, the people around us, everything seems against us. we feel, oh, the world is not favoring me, people are not favoring me, everybody is against me, and we just feel low every day. We feel, you know, we are always constantly in the despair, right? So we need to change this voices in our head and come to actually what we call as, you know, the world about abundance, where we actually think not just good about ourselves, but good about everybody around us, everybody. So when we are so secure in ourselves, that, okay, I know that universe, the law of universe states that, that there's plenty available for everybody, everybody. So why should I become insecure that, okay, if I tell you something or if I share something with you, some resource, some information, you know, that it will go away. Or somebody else will share, you know, something that has to come to me. When we know and we trust that abundance, what actually happens is that abundance comes to us. When we are so secure in our relationships, in our career, in our, you know, money, every which way, what we actually reflect is abundance. Give it out to the universe in abundance, and abundance is what we get in return. That's what exactly what you give out. That's why people say that it's not a good idea to be in that scarcity mindset at all. One has to be in the abundance mindset to actually invite abundance in your life, right? You need to change your beliefs. And how do we change our beliefs? One of the ways is to actually change the way we think about it, right? So if affirmations that I talked to you about was the positive statement, and they're usually I am statements. So I will invite you quickly to do a 1 minute quick exercise with me. I want you to write 7 sentences using I am. 7 sentences using I am. You just need to write I am whatever you think about yourself. I am positive, for example. You can, whatever you think about yourself, you have to write 7 statements saying I am. And think about what legacy do you want to leave? How do you want other people around you, people in this world, to remember you? How do you want them to remember you? What legacy do you want to leave for others? Yeah. So now I would like quickly like to take you through a quick okay, hold on. Give me 1 second, and I would, if there is everybody's permission, I would like you to take you to a quick meditation. And yeah, so I would invite everybody to actually close your eyes wherever you are, and we'll go to a quick meditation. Okay, yeah. So please close your eyes and let's just go. And then I will also keep asking you certain things to kind of visualize, close your eyes and think about it when I'm talking, right? Okay. So if you have closed your eyes, I would invite you to take a deep breath in and relax. Take a deep breath in and relax. Okay, now imagine that I have a magic wand in my hand. And I am bringing that wand close to you, and everything that you can imagine and you want to imagine, you can expand your imagination to the wildest. I invite you to go to the most desirable, beautiful place you would want to go in life. Imagine yourself with the people who you dearly, dearly love. Who are the people with you? What are they talking? What is there on the table if you have one to eat? What are the people around you discussing? How are you feeling being with your near and dear ones in the most beautiful location that you have always desired to go? I invite you to look at the beautiful sunrise. Think about the bright light actually entering your body. Giving you the energy. Giving you the confidence. Telling you everything is possible. Everything that you desire has to be believed. It is possible, and you are living it. What is the one thing you would want to say to the person you love the most and is with you? I invite you to say that thing to that person. I invite you to feel deep within the sense of satisfaction, the sense of having lived this moment, the sense of achievement, the sense of accomplishment, the sense of divine think about what is one legacy that you want to leave for this world. Think about what is the impact do you want to create on the larger society. Think about how many lives do you want to touch? Think about how many people, for how many people you want to be the reason for that shift, for the joy that is brought in their lives. Invite the divine intelligence of your subconscious mind to govern and watch each action of yours to make this into a reality. Invite the divine intelligence. Invite the divine intelligence of your subconscious. Whenever you're comfortable, I invite you all to slowly take a deep breath in and release and open your eyes. How did you all feel? I would like to see one or two comments, few comments in the chat box. Now you can imagine and visualize every day, how do you want your ideal day to look like? We just did a little exercise where you are with the people you love, where you're there with them, you're eating the something that you love, you're there in the best of the location, feeling peaceful, creating that impact, finding that purpose, right? All of that in one day. Yeah, beautiful, Martin. Calm and peaceful and fulfilled is the word I wanted to see so bad. Yes. Envisioned virtually, light and peaceful, right? Thank you very much. Yeah, so this visualization is an exercise that we would do every day. And I would invite you all to actually early morning and in the evening, if it is possible, before, right before you go to the bed, you can do this exercise of visualizing what you really desire in life, right? Early morning is for sure that when you get up and the first thing that you want to do in the morning is really affirm, say those positive sentences to yourself and then visualize. Really visualize, and everyday practice will help you become so much better that you will have the clarity, specificity to it. So whenever you're visualizing, my one piece of information that I would like to pass, and it has helped me tremendously, is you need to give it very specific nature, which means you have to say by September 30th, so-and-so thing has happened, because it has to be in the positive continuous, present continuous. So that means that you are already living it. So you will say it is 30th of December, I am already in front of 1,000 people, for example, talking and really, you know, giving a talk or conducting a seminar or whatever could be a dream, right? Or this is so-and-so date. So give that a specific nature and say those affirmations in the present continuous. right? Now, and then you need to, the most important thing is, you need to, when you're saying, you're not only reading the paper, I really recommend a lot scripting, which is I write my affirmations like for a month or for 15 days. I write them down. And I, by saying every day, I kind of already have remembered them. But despite that, I keep the paper every single day in front of me and read them out aloud. What happens is, when I'm doing that and visualizing it, then the emotions that I talk to you about, you need to attach the emotions. That's when your thoughts will attain that vibration, that frequency, to match with the frequency of the universe. And then that's when, you know, universe is going to listen and manifest. Right? And this works. There's a huge science, and I'm a law of attraction expert. If anybody wants to get in touch with me later, you're more than welcome to. I teach the technique in this very specific way. You go step by step on how to do it and how to manifest things in your life. And believe you me, whether it is a relationship, I have manifested certain relationships in my life by 180 degrees. And I am not kidding. This is the fact, and that's why I feel so positive about this, that I, through these workshops, that's one thing that I want to spread the word of this, right? Okay, so. All right, so you need to, what you need to do is sit back after this or tomorrow sometime, imagine your ideal day. What do you want it to be? You know, where do you live? What does your house look like? What does the view look like? You can think about anything. What are you having? Think about the ideal way. What are the kind of conversations you want to have? Who do you want to spend the day with? You know, all of those things. And then we need to, what are they discussing? Who are your friends and all of that? Now, having said that and having set that intention, what are the next steps? As coaches, we know that we can visualize, we can affirm, we can actually chalk out a plan, options, whatever you want. And finally, the thing comes to action. To live this life, your ideal day, day after day, to live your ideal day every day, what are the action steps that you would want to take? And how would you hold yourself accountable? So if you want to take a screenshot of this, you may want to very well take that. You know, what are the three actions you can start implementing as a result of this exercise that we just did that will move you towards experiencing your ideal average day? So think about it, the three actions that you are 100% committed to take, you know, starting next week or starting tomorrow, starting today. Maybe some of you might just sit back and script after this session that, okay, this is what I want in all four or five areas of my life. This is what I want in my life. And then tomorrow, when you get up in the morning, when you're doing your affirmations, repeat, read that out word by word aloud, you know, in one space, one corner where you meditate, where you, it's your place where you can be yourself. Just sit back there and then talk to yourself. Now, creating a clear picture of the future, whatever we describe, whatever is your ideal day, we can create a vivid picture. Once you begin to visualize, you will have a clear picture of what do you want in different areas of your life, right? Why do you want to get up every day, and what actually keeps you up and running throughout the day, right? What is the what is that thing? What motivates you? So now, vision board can be made in multiple ways. There could be one way that you can take different pictures from different magazines and then, you know, create a vision board, stick those pictures, take a cardboard, you can stick those pictures, cut them, print them, and then stick them and keep it somewhere. You know, I suggest two or three vision boards. They can be, you know, smaller versions of it, bigger versions of it, so that multiple times in the day, one, I would like and appreciate if people can keep in their offices, in their workplaces, place where they spend most of the time, and they can see, have a look at that, you know, time and again. A lot of times we encourage people to actually put one vision board in the bathroom, because multiple times when you go there, you can actually have a look at it, and that reminds you of your dream, of your desire. And when you come back to your workplace, you know, you begin to work in that direction. So that is one way. The other way could be, and then different areas you can put. The whole idea should be, keep it simple. Do not have too many pictures. Don't make it very, very cluttered. Would be one invitation to you to think about it, that do not make it too cluttered. The more simplified 6 or 7, you know, pictures would be there, more you will be able to focus on those 4, 5, 6 dreams of yours. Too many at one go, it might keep you a little, you know, disillusioned at times. You can have not just pictures, certain quotes that you like that inspire you. You can also like to write, you know, something related to gratitude that you want to be in every day, you know, freedom, passion, whatever you want to. You can take certain quotes from somewhere and then have that on the vision board. I like to use Canva for creating a vision board. So what you can do is you can actually download Canva app, and what we can do is, I would stop sharing this right now. Yeah, so download Canva and then keep certain pictures, browse on the Google, keep certain pictures if it is related to house and wherever, whichever area you live. So I would go and then search in the Google that, okay, if I'm living in say San Francisco today, and I want to live, you know, build a house or build a mansion there. So I would look for Google, very specific picture of what kind of house do I want to really, you know, see. Yes, Jayanti, is there some disturbance? Okay. So, yeah. So then what you can do is that Google search certain pictures in different areas of your house, the house, money. You can have all those pictures and then keep them on the desktop. Go to Canva, and in Canva, there is something called upload pictures. You can upload the media from directly from the Google pictures, or you can take it from the pictures that you have saved from your family, from your children, to everybody, and then make a vision board, a digital vision board, and then keep it on your desktop as your desktop cover, right? And each time you open the computer, you would be able to see that vision board time and again. What it is going to do is remind you of your actions, remind you of your thoughts, that, you know, what kind of thoughts you want to really have to see all this turn into reality. Yeah. So sometime, and if anybody has any issues regarding the Canva, there are multiple YouTube videos that you can go and really find out how to use it. If anybody has an issue, please write to me at, you can reach out to me on the LinkedIn. You can reach out to me on Facebook. I am everywhere. It is Coach Preeti Khare. And then you can reach out to me anytime and I'll be able to help you. We can have a quick chat and I can help you design yours for sure. Yeah. Thank you very much for the patient hearing. If anybody has any questions regarding, you know, law of attraction, regarding the manifestation, how to really go about it, you know, I would be more than happy to take you through that and answer any questions that you may have. I will put my email address on the chat if anybody wants to access. And this is my LinkedIn. I'll be more than happy to connect with each one of you. Thank you so much, Neha. Are there any questions if anybody wants to ask?
Thank you, Preeti. Just wanted to come on and just say that to you. This was a wonderful session and really, really appreciate you taking the time and doing this with us and reaching our lovely audience.
Yeah.
It was also so great to see everyone participating, jumping on. The visualization was just really fantastic. So again, yeah. So much.
Thank you so much, Neha. Thanks for the kind words. Yeah, I am also a spiritual coach, and I do a lot of meditations together and take people through the spiritual side of it, the coaching, which is, I love to do that. Anybody is more than welcome to try a pro bono session with me also. You know, I can take you through a spiritual coaching session for sure. It'll be a pleasure.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Preeti.